that scene every single time it plays on TV or in a movie and you just start crying? It just wrecked you. It's like the movie that just for some reason it connected to you and it just makes you emotional. 314-531-9898. The scene in a movie that you can't watch and just not cry. We started talking about this in the studio. And Hannah, what was the scene for you that every single time you watch it just brings a tear to your eye?
It was hard for me to even pull the clip for Kevin over this because instantly it wrecks me. It's from Grey's Anatomy, my favorite show, and it's right after, spoiler alert, that Derek dies. And this scene is Meredith when she has to tell her kids that their dad died.
Zola, I can't fix him.
Why?
I can't fix him. Because... because no one can fix him. Because he's dead. Daddy died.
Damn.
I'm gonna cry.
I know everyone who watches Grey's Anatomy were destroyed.
I'm not kidding, Brett. When Derek died in the show, I like mourned a loss of a like a family member is what it felt like.
She's crying now.
Yeah. Yeah. It was insane. I still like that whole era I have to just skip in the show because it is so heart-wrenching. And real Grey's Anatomy fans know I couldn't even really pull a clip of when he actually passed away because Meredith was just, like, stunned and barely talking. So I had to pull it when she had to tell Zola and her kids that he died.
Oh, man. Wrecked you. Kevin, what was the clip for you? What was this scene in movie that just totally wrecked you?
There are a lot of scenes, great scenes in this movie. But the scene that wrecks me, and I'm going to cry when I hear it again, Saving Private Ryan, when they get to the end of the bridge and Captain Miller, Tom Hanks, doesn't make it.
James. Earn this.
And then his hand stopped shaking because he's gone. And the mission was the man. And he didn't get to, you know.
He even finished the mission.
He finished the mission, but he didn't get to move on from that. And it's just so powerful. Oh, it's so powerful.
Wow.
There are these scenes in movies, when you do it right, they just wreck you. What was it for you, the movie or scene that literally makes you choke up when you watch it? 314-531-9898. We want to hear from your scenes. And myself and AB, we're going to cry in a second here too because we got our scenes pulled for you. But want to know which ones are for you. Every single time you watch a movie, you just start crying. We'll take your calls and text messages on this. We'll all cry together while we're commercial free. Commercial free with Cards tickets coming away in about 10 minutes on the Brett Mega Show while we hang out with you and make you cry. That's what we're here for. Sometimes we make you laugh, but sometimes we make you cry. We were talking about this in the studio. What are those scenes from a movie that every single time you watch it, every time, you know it's happening? It's probably one of your favorite movies, but you cry. Every time it just wrecks you. 314-531-9898. We want to get to some of yours. Teresa, what's the scene for you where you watch it and every time you cry?
It has to be Hope Floats with Sandra Bullock when she's just defeated. She's in the bathroom and her mom comes in and she's talking to her mom, just crying. It gets me every single time. I cry every time.
Mm. You're like, I know it. I know it's going to happen. I know this moment is happening. And then you just you break down.
Absolutely. There's more scenes in that movie than that one, but that one seems to get me the worst.
That's why I don't watch Hope Floats anymore. I watch Hope Floats when I'm just like, quit watching it. Thank you, Teresa. I love that we love things that make us cry. AB, I feel like you try to cry sometimes. What was the one you chose?
Well, no one's going to be surprised. Mine is a scene from Glee. And for anyone that doesn't know, the main character, Finn, passed away in real life during season 5
That's
of the
right.
show. And he was dating Rachel in the show, on and off screen. So they had been dating in real life for years. And they have an episode dedicated to him. And this is Rachel talking about Finn.
I talk to him a lot.
I can still see his face and I can hear his voice so clearly. Do you think that I'll ever forget it? Because I'm afraid that one day I will. I had it all planned out. He'd be teaching here and I'd walk through those doors and I would just say I'm home.
And now what?
I don't know, something different.
Maybe something better.
I don't think that that's possible. He was my person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's even worse if they were dating in real life.
I know.
Oh.
How hard was it probably to her to do that scene, too?
Oh, you know? They did it in one take.
Wow.
Oh. She couldn't do it again.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I actually chose a scene from Marley and Me. Wouldn't it be like AB with the dog? But I feel like everybody, even AB probably cried during Marley and Me. He's not
if
a
you
dog
don't
person.
Cry during Marley and Me, you are a psychomaniac.
I for the reason Marley and Me stands out to me though is my wife had a white lab and that's what Marley was and they had just put him down like
maybe
a month or two and I look over at my wife, we're watching in the movie theater and she just starts bawling and his name was Sammy and I didn't have a dog of my own at that time but I remember when my wife and I were first started dating we like get into it, like an argument and she'd be like I'm going upstairs and I would just hang with Sammy and he would do the
like side.
And you knew that he was like, I hear you, bro.
They know.
Sammy right. got me.
Yep.
I feel like Sammy and I had a bond.
You know what made you such a great dog is you loved us every day, no matter what. That's an amazing thing. You know how much we love you. Love you so much.
Because it's Owen Wilson, man.
I know.
I just feel like Marley and Me is like, it encompasses so many different family dynamics. Like you get a dog first and then you have kids and it's more than just like the evolution of the dog. It's the evolution of the family. And the dog just feels like everyone's all grown up. It's time to like for me to move on. And so it just encompasses so much. And I feel like Marley can be your like, and just proves like your own kids, like they drive you absolutely insane. Like Marley was always chewing everything up, that dog. But like, you love him at the end of the day. You're like, I love this dog. What was it for you? Did you have some scenes where every single time you watch it, you're like, I cry? We'll take your calls on this at 314-531-9898. We are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show and we're just crying together. That's what we're doing today. At least we're doing a commercial free on the Brett Mega Show.
Right.
What are those scenes from a TV show or movie that no matter how many times you watch it, you just cry? 314-531-9898. Some really good ones on the text line.
Yes, Lisa texted in and said every single ASPCA commercial with that Sarah McLachlan song.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Arms of an Angel.
The Arms of an Angel. Oh. I was going to say, that's so funny. That every it's a commercial. Oh, oh. This is why I stream everything.
Another one is in the children's movie Up when the old man is reminiscing about his wife dying.
Oh, just the music and he's just
thinking about it.
There isn't. Up should be illegal.
Yeah.
They should just make up illegal. Like, this isn't a kid's movie. What are you doing to us?
I think her name's Claire. Oh.
Kristen, what's the scene from a movie that every single time you watch it, you just start crying? Kristen?
Oh, sorry.
Nope, you're good.
It's Endgame when Tony Stark actually dies, and everybody's coming to say goodbye to him, and then you fast forward to his hologram when he says, I love you 3,000 to his daughter.
And again, that's the hero gig. Part of the journey is the end. What am I even tripping for? Everything's going to work out exactly the way it's supposed to. I love you 3,000.
Oh, that gives me goosebumps.
Every time.
Oh, Kristen's tearing up now. You can't even hear it. They just evoke so much emotion in us.
Hugs.
Thank you. Yeah, hugs.
Love you, 3,000.
Emma, what's the scene for you?
My scene would be when Jack dies from This Is Us.
Oh, rip my heart out of my chest.
I know.
My entire family for weeks and seasons of the show, we watch it together every Tuesday, And when that finally aired, it was just heartbreaking for my whole family.
Jack,
and
I just wanted to be a dad like Jack. Yeah. Everyone wants to be a man like Jack.
Yeah, all together on the couch, the four of us sobbed. It was such a bonding moment for my family.
Rebecca, what's wrong?
Something awful.
What?
Jack died.
Ah. Damn.
Oh, like, you know that he passed away the whole show, but to see the scene of, like, how it went and how he was okay, and then he ended up passing away. Oh,
it
my
gosh. It was a post-Super Bowl episode, and we were all just kind of waiting, like, wow, because that's the whole premise of the show. You know the future, but how do we get there?
Right.
And you're like, yeah, how do we get there? Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much for sharing Emma and crying with us this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. You can hear everyone's all choked up. Everyone's crying. Yeah. All right. Now that everyone's crying, Hannah, make a smile with the Hollywood hashtag.
All right. This is good news. There's a rumor about who will step into Katy Perry's place on American Idol, and I'm freaking out about it. I think you guys will, too. I'll reveal who it is in 3 minutes.